We're going to talk about the home help system that we have, the community support system that's out there for older people living alone, living at home and needing the supports. A Kerry County Councillor is saying more help hours must be allocated to people. This is Independent Councillor Dan McCarthy, who's saying healthcare assistants do great work and are necessary to ensure people can leave hospital and return home. However, there are issues contacting the office as there's a lack of staff. Councillor McCarthy is with me on the line. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning to the listeners.
Now, you want the council to write to the Minister for Health on this. What is going on? What are you unhappy with the service?
Well, I suppose the big thing, Gary, is that the people that are working in the system are doing tremendous work. And, like, the big problem is that there's not enough of people employed, and they're not giving enough of time to the patients they're dealing with. Like, a lot of people are fit to come home from hospital and go into their own environment. For a lot of these older people are very happy. They know where the box of tea is, they know where the box of biscuits are, and all they need is someone to come in and sit with them for maybe an hour and do a bit of tidying things. Whereas the pressure that's on the people that are working on this scheme are employed are 20 minutes to half an hour twice a day. And maybe in rural parts of the country, it'll take them an hour and a half maybe to get to their next client. Like, they should surely be that take on more people to give people at least an hour or an hour and a half in each call.
Yeah, and that time is important. We were contacted by a daughter woman in her 80s. Now, the healthcare assistant would call to her Monday to Friday, twice a day in the mornings and evenings. Both periods would be for 30 minutes. So 1 hour in the day in total. Now, this woman who's in the Tralee area has been told her 30 minutes in the evening, Monday to Friday, have been cut to 15 minutes.
Yeah, like what good is 15 minutes coming in? So there's only case of coming in and say hello and walk out the door again. So that's no good to any person. Like, a lot of these people that are benefiting from this are people in their 80s and 90s. And they need the person to come in. And if there's nothing else, and they just make a cup of tea and sit down and have a chat with them for the hour. Maybe a lot of these people see no one else for that length of time or that day, not a mind anymore. And like, it is important as a part of the stepping down from the hospitals, that these people have guaranteed that there's someone that will call them for a couple hours every day and do the smallest jobs. So when you bring in a bucket of timber or a bucket of tuff or whatever they need and make the cup of tea. And a lot of these people, as I said, know where their biscuits are and their tea bags and whatever is there, and they just like to have someone to come in to have a chat with them. If there's nothing else, really. And It would make a big difference for the health system to step down from the hospital, because a lot of people are fit to come home, but they have no one at home to look after them. And no one, some people are lucky enough that they have family members that can help them, and more people haven't. So, like, a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes isn't enough. Like, they should at least have an hour or an hour and a half with them every day. And, like, the weekends then, the story, I don't have the stories on the weekends, like whether they have the services or not, like, but they need them 7 days a week.
Yeah, and then they said, look, Cork Kerry Community Health, we put this instance to them, and they said, we can't comment on anyone's individual circumstances as we have an obligation to protect their privacy. However, a change to a client's allocated home support hours can occur for a number of reasons, including staff shortages, and if a client's concerned about their service, they can contact their home support resource manager in the first instance. So they're pointing to staff shortages. We're learning this morning, or we know, and it's been talked about, that we're going to have to put more money towards an ageing population, so more money will be needed in this area.
That's for sure. We're all getting up there now, and there seems to be more older people than younger people, and we have to put the facilities in place to look after these people. Like, they can stay at home if there's someone to look after them. If we have to put these people into old folks' homes or into hospital, long-stay hospitals,
it'll cost a lot more.
It'll cost a lot more than employing a few extra people and trying to get, like, there's students coming out now from college and things. Why not take on these students and give them a chance? The older people like to see a young person coming in, and they'd be able to tell them the stories of the day and the different things, even for the summer months, and trying to get them interested in maybe nursing or healthcare down the line. You know, yeah. there's all different options. But if we're not going to spend money, we're going to jam up the whole system again, and people staying inside in hospitals a lot longer than what they should be inside there.
Yeah.
And
okay.
the older people are way happier in their own home, and they know their environment.
And that's what it should be kept.
That's what I'm calling for.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Dan. Listen, we'll leave it there. That's Councillor Dan McCarthy on Kerry County Council making that call for more time, more effort, more energy, and more hours to be put towards home help for people in their homes.